I am reading from the Sealed Book of Mormon. I am in the Sealed Book of Moses, and this is chapter 5. Methuselah remains on earth to fulfill God's purpose in relation to Enoch's prophecy concerning Noah. Noah preaches repentance to the people, but his admonition is ignored. Evil prevails, and God decrees destruction of that wicked generation by means of a flood. Verse 1. And all the days of Enoch were 430 years. And it came to pass that Methuselah, the son of Enoch, was not taken with Zion, that the covenants which the Lord made with Enoch might be fulfilled in regard to the priesthood of the only begotten, in relation to the promised descendant. Because he truly made a covenant with Enoch that from the fruit of Noah's loins would come the chosen seed promised from the days of Adam. 2. And it came to pass that Methuselah prophesied that out of his loins there were to be born all the kingdoms of the earth through his seed. And behold, Methuselah lived 187 years and begat Lamech. And Methuselah lived 782 years after he begat Lamech, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Methuselah were 969 years, and he died. Verse 3. And Lamech lived 182 years, and begat a son, and named him Noah, in reason of the name that was said by Enoch. And when he saw the newborn child, he perceived that his eyes were different, and he was afraid that Noah would be the son of a watcher. But the Spirit of the Lord rested on Lamech, comforting his heart by making him know that he was not a descendant of the watchers, but it was the beginning of a new human progeny. 4. Moved then by the Holy Spirit, Lamech prophesied, saying, he will comfort us of our toil and in the works of our hands because of the land which the Lord has cursed. After that, Lamech lived 595 years and begat sons and daughters. And the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. 5. Noah was 450 years old and fathered Japheth. And 42 years after he begat Shem. And when he was 500 years old, he begat Ham. For Noah and his sons hearkened unto the Lord and obeyed his voice and were called children of God. 6. And God saw that the iniquity of man had become great on the earth, and that all men were arrogant in the thoughts of their hearts, being only evil continually. And the Lord said to Noah, behold, my wrath is kindled against the sons of men, because they do not hearken to my voice. For these wicked men began to multiply on the face of all the earth and had daughters. And the watchmen who forsook their obedience to me, the Lord, saw that these daughters were beautiful and were transmuted into the likeness of the sons of men, taking them to the wife according to their choices. 7. And it came to pass that Noah prophesied and taught the things of God as it was in the beginning, saying that for a long time, since the very beginning of man's existence, the children of Adam have lived for many years, even as the times of eternity are numbered unto God, because one day within eternity is like 1,000 years in the kingdom of mankind. 8. Like this, given that God said if Adam ate the forbidden fruit, he would be sentenced to perish on the same day Adam lived, as long as 930 years of age, ending his earthly existence before the end of one day in the time of eternity. Thus all the descendants of Adam inherited this effect on their lives, dying near the 1,000-year period. 9. However, the Lord said to Noah, my spirit will not remain in man forever, for he will know that all flesh will die. Yet his days shall not be more prolonged in the time period of the heavenly dwellings, but they will be shortened starting from the flood, that I am bringing upon the earth. And if any of the children of Adam give of me greater pleasure, so I will make him live longer. And as the dispensations pass until the coming of my descendant, I will shorten them even more, making them full between 70 and 80 years of age. And some for their robustness, I will permit to reach up until 120 years old. 10. And if man will not repent of their sins and will not hearken to the preaching of Noah, then will I send floods upon them, and will I blot out all this iniquity and their cities from the face of the earth, and will create a new lineage of men from the loins of Noah and his seed. 11. And in those days there will be giants on earth, the descendants of the watcher angels, who forsook their natural state to lie with the daughters of men. These, for fear of the words of Noah, which proclaimed destruction upon all of them and their offspring, sought Noah to take his life. But the Lord was with Noah, and the priesthood power of the Son of God was active in him. And the Lord commanded Noah according to his own command, and commanded that he should declare his gospel to the sons of men, that they should forsake the watchers and turn away from serving their seed, who were the mighty men of the land, even as it was declared also in the days of Enoch. 12. And it came to pass that Noah cried unto the children of men, that they should repent, but they would not hearken unto his words, and also to the watchers who had transmuted in the likeness of the sons of men. But when they heard him, they came before him, saying, Behold, we are the children of God. Have we not taken for ourselves the daughters of men? Are we not eating and drinking and marrying mortal women, just as the sons of Adam do? And our wives give us children, and they are mighty men like unto your ancestors, yea, the men of old that were among the seed of Adam, as well as Cain and Lamech, who had gained renown among the children of men. 13. So why should we listen to your cry to leave this earth and report to God again? Behold, nothing shall come to us from God. We are his watchers. It is from us that it is required accountability from the earth. And we will not heed the words of a mere mortal whose grandfather did not ascend into heaven with the abode of Enoch. And so, out of contempt for Noah and his grandfather Methuselah, for they not having gone with the Zion of Enoch, they did not listen to his words, but said that God took Enoch and forsook the remnant of the sons of men to perish in the land. 14. And it came to pass that Noah continued his preaching unto the people of the land, saying, Hearken, you children of Adam, yea, hearken unto my words. Believe in what I am proclaiming, and repent of your sins, and be baptized in the name of the only begotten Son of God, as our fathers did before us. And ye shall receive the Holy Spirit, that all things will be made manifest in unto you. And if you do not, the floods will come upon you. However, they did not listen to his preaching, and Noah felt regret and pain in his heart, because the Lord had formed man on earth for the purpose of developing spirituality. And it distressed him, because the Lord had said to him that he will make the man which he created on the face of the earth disappear before man and animals and things that crawl and birds of the air. Verse 15. Noah, for his part, found grace in the sight of the Lord, for he was a just and perfect man in his generation, as was Enoch. And he walked with God, and also his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. 16. And behold, God looked upon the earth, and it was corrupted before his sight. And God said to Noah, Arrive, the end of all flesh has for me. For the earth is full of violence, and the intention of this human species in its sentiments are only evil all the time. And behold, I will make all this species contaminated by the precepts of the order of man. and corrupted by watchers' angels that abandoned their original position to lie down with the daughters of men. And together with them, I will make the ancient cities and their structures disappear once and for all, which were erected by the wisdom of these wicked men, who in ancient times were angels appointed to ride the circuit of heaven, and in the clouds concealed their flaming chariots for the purpose of observing the children of Adam, and to present to me, the Lord, a report of his proceedings with the passing of the angels. But they did not retain their heavenly nature and were transmuted into the likeness of the children of men as they pleased, for the purpose of bearing offspring which were hybrid to them and distinct from the sons of Adam, surpassing man in size and strength, but dependent on earthly man to elaborate and build according to the appointed designs of their heavenly progenitors. And therefore, the watchful angels are now venerated as gods to men on earth, as being those who came from the heavens for the purpose of using the son of Adam to erect large cities in the service of their offspring. 17. For as I have sworn by myself, I will sever the bond with those wicked men who did not retain their celestial origin before the time predetermined by me, the Lord, so that they may be judged and condemned by Gabriel, the upper sentinel of the order of the star Dalva, which commands the seraphs with their chariots of fire, and the vigilantes who introduce themselves and mingle among men on earth to ascertain the facts between them, often coexisting in its environments, in order to make a report of the kingdom of mankind and to present from time to time in front of the great council of the heavens. 18. For how much I, the Lord, will pour out upon all these cities erected in the likeness of the things that are in the abode of the heavens, a flood to hide under the mire all their foundations, that mankind can never discover the systems of their societies, elaborated by the wisdom of some watchman who did not obey the original command from me, the Lord. 19. For behold, after the flood, I, the Lord, will renew all things, and Noah and his descendants will build a new society upon old structures, and I will cause them to forget these things hidden under their feet. Then when the sons of men multiply again on the face of the earth, I will build them up in the land which I have appointed them, and they shall no more be removed from the land which I have given them. And I will certainly repair the hearts of the children of Adam. I will erect in the final part of all time a holy people upon the world of mankind, as I have always desired. 20. And when the flood came and swept them all except Noah and his family, by whose hand God preserved a righteous offspring of the children of Adam, to recommence everything anew, and through him preserve all the animals that the Lord selected. 21. This therefore is briefly the story of Noah, because the rest was written by me, Moses, in another record, so that people will know at the time when this book sealed is revealed, that God has indeed appointed a great flood to come upon all the earth and its confines in order to destroy the structures formerly left behind by the ancient kings from the loins of Azazel and his confederated watchmen, who came of the skies and subdued the sons of men to build cities and kingdoms without the consent of God, because they reigned over men in such a length of time that it became improper to mention, although some of its foundations, those which were erected above on the top of the mountains, were not all completely destroyed by the waters of the flood, as it was shown to me in a vision, when I, Moses, saw in one instant all things concerning this world. 22. Therefore, I begin again to tell the history of the world of mankind in a summarized way, so that all the children of men understand in their hearts and transmit poetically the history of their origins from generation to generation for their descendants. For I alone, Moses, will know the truth of all things concerning the dealings of God from beginning to end, as it has been shown unto me. But they shall not come to the knowledge of men until they are ready to understand them of some generations, after the knowledge of this book is revealed to those who believe, whose children will be taught rightly about its precepts. 23. I, Moses, speak this way, because in truth, yea, in the fullness truth that this fact can be told, I say to them, when in the fullness of time comes the time to be opened the knowledge of this book to men in the flesh, that I, Moses, write, and then I will seal for a wise purpose in the future. But behold, the men of this generation will not be fully ready to understand the truths here exposed, except to those who seek the mysteries of God in their hearts. 24. There shall be among them a Moses like unto me, who shall bring forth the words of this book, and of others which shall be jointly sealed to this, to complement the essence of the truth which hath been hidden in the midst of the scriptures of prophets of God, which formerly lived on this earth. And to this Moses, who shall read the words of this book, he shall be given understanding of all things concerning knowledge hidden in these words, which were left unto me by God. Verse 25. And he shall be the instructor of those who will lay the foundation of a new society among the children of men, by whose fruits of the Spirit of God, the heavenly gifts that subsist in their hearts, may by their guidance be fully developed among the people of the Lord in the last days, just as I, Moses, had the opportunity to work such gifts on the children of Israel when they left Egypt, and after having used in their fullness the power from these gifts, either by the grace of God, which was poured out abundantly among those who did not possess the holy priesthood of the Holy Begotten Son, but for their faith in his name, as regards men and women who were baptized under the cloud, meaning that they were in a condition covenanted with Jehovah, just as their manifestations also took place among the priests of their sacred order, the likeness of the only begotten of the Father. 26. To these I, Moses, clearly taught them in the wilderness and diligently sought to sanctify the nation of Israel in their totality, purifying their hearts so that their feelings would be the purest possible, in order to take upon themselves the name of God and to the grace and power of the priesthood among their descendants, and thus be able to get and to live in its fullness the law of consecration, for the purpose of becoming equal to the people of Enoch, in one a perfect united order. 27. For behold, verily I say unto you, that the gifts of God are but the pure sentiments derived from his name in his hearts. And for being so simple to the class of the sages of Israel, such gifts did not subsist for long in their midst, for how much they were not able to bear his presence in their feeling. But as soon as they hardened their hearts because of the precepts which they had in regard to their traditions, that it was not possible to pass on this knowledge to their children and to those future generations. But only one among so many men of the house of Israel was able to understand you, yea, Joshua. 28. Not even my children were able to comprehend the fullness of these things due to the precepts passed to them by my father-in-law Jethro. Because the Lord has demanded of me, Moses, that after I have written these words, that I may be taken out of this people Israel, and from among them even the priesthood of his son be taken away, lest they belittle this greater gift, the love coming from the higher name of God, and thus they come to desecrate its meaning. Therefore, it must remain hidden from the world until this book is revealed in the fullness of times. But not all will understand except those who believe. 29. Therefore, I, Moses, tell you again this truth, that the children of men who shall receive these things when in the fullness of time comes, that they will not yet be fully ready to comprehend in its fullness the truth here exposed, except to those who seek to understand the mysteries of God. 30. This will naturally occur, not because of excessive attachments to their traditions, because the things here written by me, Moses, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, will be as clear and precious as the purest and crystalline water to drink in a thirsty desert, a clear source in regard to everything else that will already be contaminated and polluted by the precepts of men. 31. It will then be given, according to the things written by the prophets, that here on this earth and beyond the great waters will live, but that they will never perceive the hidden truth behind the previous writings, coming to know that the gifts derived from the fruits of the Holy Spirit are in fact pure feelings coming from a sanctified heart, in whose greatest gift, love, hides the fullness of God's power. 32. This gift to be used by grace, temporarily allowed to one who attains divine recognition by means of supplication and prayer, or by means of an authorized representative of the Son of the Only Begotten of the Father in the flesh, by whose priestly office he allows him to use that greater feeling, or even of other derivatives of it, that it allows to flow and that frees, that awakens, that is reborn, that renews, and finally that sculpts the human character and dignifies him according to the divine personality in a higher being coated of charity and compassion. 33. I am not talking about pity, because to pity someone is a petty feeling derived from the evil one. But above all, I am talking about empathy, when we want others to have the greater good that we have or want to have. 34. Therefore, guard your heart from the feelings derived from worldly passions and desires, for all those come from the influence of evil. Ensure that your soul is not affected by feelings of fear and doubt, for these are contrary to the courage to which we have been clothed in the Spirit, even before the foundation of the world. And the faith we should have in connection with God the Father, and that we can know in the fullness of our being, that the solution of all adversities that stand in the way against our existence here on this earth rests not on our human capacity and fallen, but in God, who can do everything and by whom there is no impossibility. For how much a sincere prayer made with a broken heart and a contrite spirit is enough to move the hand of him who commands the whole universe. 36. Nevertheless, many in this generation will have the desire to practice these truths when they read the words of this book, but they will be impregnated with the evil feelings in their way of feeling, which from the beginning has been taught by the parents to inhibit their gifts without any of them realizing that it is infecting the feelings of their offsprings with the gifts coming from the Mahan order. 37. Which will make it almost impossible to experience in their fullness the purity of the gifts of the Holy Spirit in their hearts. As far as this generation is concerned, for they will, on occasion, return to a petty feeling that is part of their personality, of their traditions, of their customs, and of their prejudices. For how much one tries to experience the good feelings described here, however little understood by this generation. 38. Therefore, even though they fully understand these words of mine in relation to the gifts of the Spirit, nevertheless, it will be a constant struggle to guard against the influence of the evil one, and with that, not be overwhelmed by feelings of fear, anger, envy, pride, greed, and other derivatives of the iniquity. 39. Only by having purity of heart can feelings of holiness be attained. For this is to be holy, to be pure before God. And only with a pure heart and united in the sentiments derived from the name of the Most High, taking upon himself the name of his only begotten Son, is that the people will become Zion in the last days, just as Enoch exalted the feelings of his people before the flood swept the earth and they were caught up in their days. 40. And so this book will not suddenly change the generation of those who will obtain it firsthand, but before rather it will be preached to all nations upon instruction from this one, a Moses like me. And after this generation, their children and the children of their children will be full of holiness, and the gifts derived from the Holy Spirit will be natural in their way of feeling, inhibiting the power and influence of the enemy wherever they preach this good news of the kingdom. 41. Thereafter, Zion will coexist among the children of men, beginning in the hearts of the people of the Church of the Lamb of God in the last days, which will be taken out of obscurity and darkness. When then the words of this book are given to read for those who believe, for they will be able to build their structures before abandoned by pride and other sentiments derived from the evil one who sat among the priests of the Most High in the fullness of times. 42. And after the Church of the Lamb is again structured, having as a foundation the pillars of protection of the truth, as stipulated in the everlasting and unchanging gospel of the Father from the beginning to the end of all times, behold, the words of this book shall be preached to all nations for the benefit of the children of Adam, to those who believe in his words and are baptized in the name of the only begotten of the Father. This is the end of chapter 5.